Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you tonight. This is Bible class night tonight. And I want to tell you tonight, we're praying for you, you and you. We're getting ready to come up to Father's Day. And some of you, I want some of you to even know that Father's Day is coming up. Thank you, Brother Jerry. And those that have been calling in, I've been praying for tonight. Mary Hawkins is going to read the 23rd number Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But what I want to say to you tonight, I share our ancestors. You know, the world have changed so. Men have turned away from God and women and feel like they can do their own thing. But this is Bible study, which is Bible class, which is the anointed of God. I'm going to take one scripture, the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm praying for those that need healing, those that need deliverance, and those that lost loved ones throughout this month. We're getting ready to go into Father's Day on June 10th. I say, we're getting ready to talk about some of the killing that's going on in June 10th. We're going to be praying tonight for those that lost loved ones. I say, our ancestors. We're going to be praying for them. And as we pray for them, we want you to get ready for Father's Day. So every day should be Father's Day. And I say our ancestors. I got Mary from Detroit. And Sister Wilson said she'd love to hear her pray. So I'm going to have Mary to read the 23rd number of Psalms as we get ready to go on into our service. Thank you, kind spirit. Mary, is you on?
Yes.
Okay, read the 23rd number Psalm for us, please.
Okay, here it goes. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read the number 23rd number song.
Thank you for that reading, Mary. But Mary read the 23rd number song. But for Sunday, I want you to wear red, a red shirt, a red tie, to represent that your father's blood is still running between your veins. I say. So I got my red shirt and red tie going to wear for Sunday. And it's something you should always understand, that the father and the mother, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And what I'm saying to you, going into June 10th, you know, that's about blacks, but it's about more than just black. It's about God in stabilizing us. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm going to the cemetery to see my daddy. You ain't got to go to the cemetery to see your daddy, because his spirit is with you. His DNA is with you. His blood is with you. Okay? So I'm away from going to the cemetery to put some flowers down. That's white magic. You know, white folks, they said they start all that, and we follow through. But what I'm telling you, dress yourself up, put on your red shirt, your red tie, and go about your business and honor your ancestor. I say. Mary, I'd like for you to read the 23rd number Psalm one more time for me, kind of slow. And as you read it, I'm going to kind of uplift as you read that, the 23rd number Psalm.
Okay.
It says,
you ready?
Yeah, I'm
the
ready.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. First, David will let me know that I got somebody over me. The Lord is my shepherd. Go ahead on.
I shall not want.
I want to stop right there. When God is over you, there's nothing you should want. Your healing, your deliverance. So David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means materialistic, spiritual, physical. You shouldn't want nothing, because you got a keeper. You got the God Almighty watching over you. Read on.
He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters.
He lie down in green pastures, and he restore my soul. He restore what's old, he make new. What's pulled down, he build up. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I want to tell you, young man, young woman, God still got your back. And I want to tell you that mother that lost a daughter, lost a son. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Your healing tonight is taking place because you asked God for what you want. I want to thank you for that little reading, Sister Mary. That was good what you read. I just want to thank you for that. But Mary was saying that the Lord is not your own. But I want to say to you tonight, some of you going through some things. You said, well, I wish my father was here. First, your heavenly father is with you always. Then your physical father is with you always, because you got his DNA. And any correction that you need to pray about, you go to the heavenly father, and he will direct your physical father. Now, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. One day he said, I've lost my daddy. I said, baby, I'm looking at you, so I'm looking at your daddy. She went to crying. She said, what you mean? Because you got his DNA. And you can't get around DNA. You know, they got a new thing that every man should have another man, every woman should have another woman. But just bring out the truth. A man need a woman, and a woman need a man. That would never that would never be where two men can make a child or two women can make a child. It's always got to be a negative and a positive. And I want to say that tonight. You can say, I believe in pride. I believe in black pride, white pride. I believe in pride. Pride that you know that you are a man from God or a woman from God. And whatever you need, God got and God's going to give to you. And some of you so crossed up and so messed up tonight, you don't know which way is up. But I want to share with you that God is a healer and God is quick to deliver you. I'm going to pray before we start our Bible class tonight because somebody needs that touch. Somebody needs that divine healing. And when you got it, you pass it on. And I'm praying for those that are graduating, those that are getting married, those that are trying to make a life out of themselves. And look like the devil come to destroy, demonic spirit want to destroy your mind, your body, your soul, and breaking up husband and wife. They don't get along. It's so much a negativity in the astral. And you got to stay strong. I was talking to Bryce Starr earlier this morning. And he said, this is what we got to do. We got to pray. We got to call on the angel Michael, Raphael, you, and the archangel, and call on God Almighty to walk with us through this journey. This is a journey that we're going through. It's a journey of hate and racism and all of that, jealousy. The devil tell you sick and you ain't sick. One lady went to the hospital. She went there for a cold. They want to say she got AIDS and she got all this. She said, bitch, I live up out of there because they were giving me too many tests. I told them all I had was a head cold. She went home and worked on the head cold herself. And some doctor called her, well, we want you to come back to take a COVID test. She said, baby, I'm over with that, and I didn't take it when it was time to take it. Y'all need to call, get you another client. What I'm saying to you, God Almighty is a healer, and he will heal you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to pray much for you tonight, and I say, God brought us together for a reason. He brought us to this level where we might be able to touch each other. We might be able to heal each other. We might be able to speak to each other. And I want to tell you, if you got a need, plant a seed. And I believe going into Father's Day, I believe you should plant a seed. This is my seed for the spirit of my father, the spirit of my grandfather. I want to plant that seed. If you got a need, some of you got a need, and you need to plant that seed for that need. You need to know that God have not left you alone. God have healed you. I was talking to Lorraine earlier. And she got so busy, we couldn't talk. But I wanted to tell her, everything in divine order. And sometimes it's in divine order so that we don't even know that God has already put us in divine order. And God told us what to do. Hello? When we understand that God tells us what to do, we have to follow through on what God wants us to do. And I want to tell you tonight, he said, but Bishop, it seems like everything going wrong. That's what the devil do. We got a lot of witches and warlocks out here. We got a lot of people that sold out to the devil. I mean, they done gave up. They won't even fight. They won't even fight the truth. That's a divine law. And that divine law is for man and woman. That's the law of God. And you can't get away from that law. Because that's the divine law. But we so caught up now in doing everything. Young folks, they just told me earlier, young folks got some of this candy that you can get. And five of them got in the car with a pistol and run so fast and hit and killed themselves. Because they started doing that which is not seemly. And the parents ain't got time to stop them, and they're on their way to a fast grave. The wage of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. When you got people that telling these young folks it's all right to smoke, it's all right to get drunk, it's all right, and they smoking the wrong thing. You know, we got more death now. This year we had last year. We got more suicide that's going on. How you think suicide comes? By demonic forces. Okay? Well, that's all right. It didn't happen to me. It might not happen to you. It happened to some of your nieces, your nephew, your son, your daughter. You got to stay on the wall of praying. You got to stay on that wall and keep praying, or you can break that yoke. You don't stop praying because God got something for you, and He got a door open up for you. Tonight, this is Bible class night, but I want you to get the word that what God wants you to do tonight and what you should be doing as a man, as a woman, as a husband, as a wife, how you should be helping people, telling them God is a healer and God is quick to forgive you. Let go and let God. That's the important thing we got to do. I got Sister Pearl here from Detroit. Now, Pearl got a testimony for us tonight. She hasn't been on the radio for a minute. And Pearl's been with us for a long time. And Pearl, get in your seed for this month and next month. But I want you to give us a testimony. Because every time Pearl testifies, I get somebody to say, I enjoyed her testimony. Just, see, when you've been here a long time, you can tell somebody about this. When you got young folks on dope, on drugs, you got young folks is alcoholic. You got young folks right now is murder, is killing with guns. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God. What's going on, Bishop? Evil. What's going on? Demonic spirits. You got to rebuke them demonic spirits off of your children, off of your babies, off of your son, your daughter that going to school. Here's a boy go all through school and get killed when he get ready to graduate because somebody else out in the park got a gun, don't know what to do with it. And that's a bad situation. I'm going to, Mother Pearl, God bless you, Sister Pearl Williams tonight. You have a testimony for us tonight. She probably gets there, she's a little slow. You know, I didn't tell her I was going to have to testify. But she should have a testimony for us. You know, it's like this here. Sometimes you got to wait on God to tell you exactly what to do. Sometimes you don't know what God wants you to do. God wants you to cry out. He wants you to set the wage of the sin is death, but the gift of God eternal life. He wants you to know that you know. See, you got to stop gossiping with people and let God move to another level. I was talking to a young man. He said, Bishop, I'm so messed up. I said, you're going to stay messed up because you won't quit. You won't give your life over to God. God, forgive me for my sin. God, forgive me for my indirection. And God is quick to heal you off of dope, off of alcohol, off of drugs, off of the prostitution road. Some of you have been on drugs ever since you was a teenager. Your body all pulled down. And I want to tell you tonight, God can heal that body. He can give you a new heart, new liver, new lung. He can give you a new thought. Some people's thoughts are cloudy. And they can't think positive because of so many negative energies that enter your mind. I just want you to get ready for God to do something special for you tonight. Because God do have something with your name on it, you know. And when God got something with your name on it, you don't let nobody take what God is going to give you. If God give you something, he's giving you something where you can give it to somebody else. And I say all of our ancestors, we're going into June 10th. And so many people got killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Nobody's saying about that. And right now, I see people setting up stuff for June 10th, trying to make some money. I mean, I see big business. You know, they all talk about one why they wouldn't even recognize you as black. You know what I'm talking about? So the devil try to capitalize on everything that's going on. The devil try to capitalize on it. Tell you and try to capitalize on what you're doing, where you at, what's going on with you. And you find yourself all caught up. But I want to tell you, God is able to bring you up and out of what's going on tonight. And we're talking about being ready for the word of God. You can't let the devil ride. The devil wants to destroy body, mind, soul, and you can't let him ride.
Sky, you know how I feel. Boost drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see, you know how I feel. It's running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
The little song that we sing in our movement.
Dr. King talked about there's a new song that we should be singing in 2023. God bless you tonight. I want you to get ready for God to put a miracle on you. I want you to get ready for we shall overcome. In spite of the death, the murder, we're going to overcome. We as a people that love God.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart.
do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? Who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable?
Shall not want. David, when you turn to the 23rd number of Psalms, first thing he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Many people read that. My grandmother used to write it, Jerry, and put it on the wall. We had to read it every time we get home, come from school. The 23rd number of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This scripture have carried many of people. This scripture had, if you look in your ancestors, this brought them from slavery to America. And even in their death, they still said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Hebrew boys was in the 500, but they never did stop saying, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, I want to tell you, it might seem like it's dark and bleak for you, but I want to tell you tonight, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I want you to get ready and open your ears up for a word. Psalms 84, Psalms 39, Psalms 92 and 91. If you come late, you might miss it, but I say our ancestor, and I want you to get ready for your Father's Day. You ought to be ready for your Heavenly Father. You ought to be ready, body, mind, soul, and spirit. You ought to be ready for that.
Father, I stretch my
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Where are you?
The 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
I believe this passage to be one of the most well-known passages in all of the Bible.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I believe that this passage is not only possibly better known than the average passage of Scripture, but that it has been whispered by more people in trouble.
Yeah. I know.
It has been quoted by more people on sick beds. It has been uttered by more dying lips,
well,
possibly than any other passage in all of the Bible. It is said that once in London, England, there were a group of artists and entertainers in the city. And by some scheme, some enterprising person was able to get most of them together in one place.
Well,
so as to demonstrate their gifts.
Yeah.
And when all of them had gone through their routines, they came down to an orator and a minister.
Yeah. Wow.
And both of them were requested to recite the 23rd Psalm. The orator employed all of his innate gift to speak, called upon all of his skill and gift of oratory. And when he had finished his recitation of this psalm, the house went up in thunderous applause. And then the minister arose rather solemnly and proceeded to recite the same passage. When he had finished, it is said that nobody applauded, but there was hardly a dry eye left in the house. The MC, upon commenting on the two who had recited this passage, said the orator recited this passage like a man who knew it and was gifted to recite it. But the minister recited it like a man who knew the shepherd of which it speaks. You will notice, my brethren and my sisters, that there's something unique about this passage. It seems that the man who wrote this passage was a shepherd. It has been ascribed to the authorship of David. However, David did not write all of the Psalms. Many of them were written by some of the priests and their aides about the temple. Others were written by other patriarchs and saints. But there's something about this passage that seemed to portray that its author was a man who knew something about a shepherd and sheep. Knew something about the shepherd's attitude toward his sheep. And then something about how the sheep relied upon the shepherd. Listen, if you please. This is a gem when it comes to sacred literature. This kind of testimony doesn't just accidentally occur. You can't dream upon something like this. To give off a testimony like this, you've got to have had some experience with God. You've got to been brought to a kind of a situation where you have to lay out upon God and fall out upon God and totally depend upon. Listen now. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. It's a very personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Milo.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me. The Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so.
Amen.
Pray with me. mean?
Well,
if David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne.
Yeah.
Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand.
Well,
the courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him.
Yeah.
And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past.
Well,
and began to think about those things that brought him over.
Yeah.
Had it been his skillfulness?
Well,
had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering?
Yeah.
I shall not walk. It's a very personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yeah.
He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul.
Yeah,
though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Well, amen.
The Lord means anything. Let the saints of God say so.
Amen.
Pray with me.
Well,
if David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne.
Yeah.
Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand.
Well,
the courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him.
Yeah.
And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past.
Well,
and began to think about those things that brought him over.
Yeah.
Had it been his skillfulness?
Well,
had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies?
No,
sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah. To the throne of Israel.
Well,
here's a man who come up from the unknown.
Father, I stretch my thine only son endure before I drew my breath. What did thine only son endure?
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the
God, we come at this hour. You allowed us to come together one more time. You allowed us to come together to talk about love, peace, joy, and happiness. Father God, we thank you for every listener, every donation, everyone that would plant a seed. Go to our website, thuseedabrahamwebsite.com. Go to PayPal and do what you need to do. Go to whatever you need to do. God want to do something for you. I want to pray for you, the lost loved one. I want to pray for you that seem like you lost. Give me a call at 708-582-0372. I want to demonstrate with you, 708-582-0372. I'm praying for you, Sister Shirley. Deborah Ann, I'm praying for you. I want to let you know. Lisa, I'm praying for you every letter, every telephone call. I want to tell you all is well. Get ready for God to bless you this month. Get ready to go into next month. God allowed us to be together one more time. Glory, hallelujah. I say our ancestors. I say our ancestors, east, west, north, and south. I say our ancestors we don't even know. Files of our ancestors come forth. I say you.
One more time. Out together.
He allowed us to come together one more time, Ashe, as we get into the 10 o'clock hour. And we want to tell you, he allowed us to come together one more time. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on what God said. Ashe, our ancestors, them we know, those we don't know. And we want to tell you, he allowed us to come together one more time for his word, for the truth. So get ready for the truth. The book of Enoch tell the truth and wisdom. One more time. We have to come together one more time. He allowed us to come together. This is Bishop trying to bring you the word tonight. The word is that he allowed us to come together one more time, east, west, north, and south. I'm praying for you down in Alabama, Mississippi, those down in Texas, and the lady was telling me they had storms in Atlanta, some part of Monroe, some part of Memphis, and some part of Jackson, and some part of down in the Delta. But there's no sovereign heaven cannot heal. Brother Joe, give me a call. Father, they give me a call. I want to tell you, all is well. I got a Father Day message for all you women. Give me a call. I'm not going to give it to you that you call me. I got a Father Day message for everyone that called me.
You that's sitting here tonight that know that the Lord been good to you. That's why we don't offer a card. We offer the card.
Most men don't know this, but the best way to keep your tool up in 2023 is not by doing stretching exercises. You only need three natural foot.
The Book of the Watchers from the Book of Enoch. Parable of Enoch on the future lot of the wicked and the righteous. Chapter 1. The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect and righteous who will be living in the day of tribulation, when the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me. And from them I heard everything, and from them I understood as I saw. But not for this generation, but for a remote one, which is for to come. Concerning the elect, I said, and took up my parable concerning them, the Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heavens. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake, and great fear and trembling shall seize them unto the ends of the earth. And the high mountains shall be shaken, and the high hills shall be made low, and shall melt like wax before the flame. And the earth shall be wholly rent in sunder, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be judgment upon all men. But with the righteous he will make peace, and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them, and they shall all belong to God, and they shall all be prospered, and they shall all be blessed, and he will help them all, and light shall appear unto them, and he will make peace with them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness, which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Chapter 2. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise and set in order, each in its season, and transgress not against their appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it, from first to last, how steadfast they are, how none of the things upon earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is filled with water, and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Chapter 3. Observe and see how in the winter all the trees seem as though they had withered and shed all their leaves, except 14 trees which do not lose their foliage, but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years till the new comes. Chapter 4. And again, observe ye the days of summer, how the sun is above the earth over against it, and you seek shade and shelter by reason of the heat of the sun. And the earth also burns with growing heat, and so you cannot tread on the earth or on a rock by reason of its heat. Chapter 5. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with green leaves and bear fruit. Wherefore, give ye heed and know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth for ever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year for ever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him, and their tasks change not, but according as God hath ordained, so is it done. And behold how the sea and the rivers in like manner accomplish and change not their tasks from his commandments. But ye have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord. But ye have turned away and spoken proud and hard words with your impure mouths against his greatness. O ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no peace. Therefore shall he execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration, and ye shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your names an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and by you shall all who curse, curse, and all the sinners and godless shall imprecate by you. And for you, the godless, there shall be a curse. And all the elect shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and peace and forbearance. There shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all you sinners, there shall be no salvation, and on you all shall abide a curse. But for the elect, there shall be light and joy and peace, and they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom, and they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness or through pride. But they who are wise shall be humble, and they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life, nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath, but they shall complete the number of the days of their life. And their lives shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied in eternal blessings. gladness and peace all the days of their life. The fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced by God on the angels, Messianic Kingdom.
Who knows how to do more with less nasal polyps? No, no. Thanks to Dupixent, the add-on treatment that shrinks nasal polyps.
Chapter 6. And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Shemjazer, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together, and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And there were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon, because they'd sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders: Semiazaz, their leader, Arikabah, Ramael, Kokabiel, Camiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakijal, Asael, Maros, Batarel, Ananel, Zachiel, Samsapiel, Satarel, Turel, Jomjael, Sariel. These are their chiefs of tens. Chapter 7. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them, and defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms, and enchantments, and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them, and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Chapter 8. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets, and ornaments, and the use of antimony, and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones, and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. Shemjazer taught enchantments and root cuttings, Amaros the resolving of enchantments, Barakijal taught astrology, Kokabel, the constellations, Ezekiel, the knowledge of the clouds, Arachiel, the signs of the earth, Shamsiel, the signs of the sun, and Sariel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. Chapter 9. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, The earth, made without inhabitant, cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, Bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou. And all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn, and Samjaza, to whom thou hast given authority, to bear rule over his associates. And they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now, behold, the souls of those who have died are crying, and make their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended, and cannot cease, because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. And thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them. And thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these.
Explorer looks far and wide for it. It's a swan that he has to find the gold.
Oh, jeez. I can find gold online in seconds.
And gold has been a safe haven in times of turmoil. And gold has even kept its value through inflation.
Bro, I've been there. But gold saved my portfolio. A tip for you. Visit invest.gold.
Visit invest.gold to see why gold is everyone's asset.
Living with eczema, we're used to this feeling. It's time your skin gets used to a different one with Opsolora. For the treatment of mild to moderate eczema, Opsolora is proven to clear or almost clear skin and significantly reduce itch fast. Opsolora is an on-the-spot cream applied directly to your eczema to help your skin feel less itch, less irritation.
Chapter 10. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One spake, and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, Go to Noah, and tell him in my name, Hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, Bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Dudael, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, Proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication, and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth, and send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days they shall not have, and no request that they, their fathers, make of thee, shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, Go, bind Samjaza and his associates who have united themselves with women, so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is for ever and ever. is consummated. And in those days they shall be led off to the abysmal fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end. And let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children. And all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth, destroy from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration and shall praise me, and all shall worship me. And the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement, all sin, and from all punishment, and from all torment. And I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation and forever. Chapter 11. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessing which are in the heaven, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men. And truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world, and throughout all the generations of men. Dream vision of Enoch, his intercession for Azazel and the fallen angels, and his announcement to them of their first and final doom. Chapter 12. Before these things, Enoch was hidden, and no one of the children of men knew where he was hidden, and where he abode, and what had become of him. And his activities had to do with the watchers, and his days were with the holy ones. And I, Enoch, was blessing the Lord of Majesty and the King of the ages. And lo, the watchers called me, Enoch the scribe, and said to me,
This rental car is so boring to drive.
Let's be honest. The rental car industry is the definition of boring, and the reason can be found in the name itself. Rent
a car?
You don't want a friend. You want the friend. You don't want a job. You want the job. The is always over up. That's why we don't offer a car. We offer the car. Six. Rent the car.
Ready?
What do you think?
Enoch, thou scribe of righteousness, go, declare to the watchers of the heaven who have left the high heaven, the holy eternal place, and have defiled themselves with women, and have done as the children of earth do, and have taken unto themselves wives, ye have wrought great destruction on the earth, and he shall have no peace nor forgiveness of sin. And inasmuch as they delight themselves in their children, the murder of their beloved ones shall they see, and over the destruction of their children shall they lament, and shall make supplication unto eternity. But mercy and peace shall he not attain. Chapter 13. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds, and I shall not have toleration nor request granted to thee, because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. Then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw up a petition for them, that they might find forgiveness, and to read their petition in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For from thenceforward they could not speak with him, nor lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins, for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition, and the prayer in regard to their spirits and their deeds individually, and in regard to their requests that they should have forgiveness and length of days. And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, to the south of the west of Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice bidding me to tell it to the sons of heaven, and reprimand them. And when I awaked, I came unto them, and they were all sitting gathered together, weeping in Abel's jail, which is between Lebanon and Senesah, with their faces covered. And I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep. And I began to speak the words of righteousness, and to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness, and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers, in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One, in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with the tongue of flesh, and with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith, and understand with the heart. As he has created and given to man the power of understanding the word of wisdom, so hath he created me also, and given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, the children of heaven. I wrote out your petition, and in my vision it appeared thus, that your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has been finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you. And from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity. And in bonds of the earth the decree has gone forth to bind you for all the days of the world. And that previously you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons, and ye shall have no pleasure in them, but they shall fall before you by the sword. And your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own, even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written. And the vision was shown to me thus. Behold, in the vision, clouds invited me, and a mist summoned me, and the course of the stars and the lightnings sped and hastened me. And the winds in the vision caused me to fly, and lifted me upward, and bore me into heaven. And I went in till I drew nigh to a wall which is built of crystals, and surrounded by tongues of fire. And it began to affright me. And I went into the tongues of fire, and drew nigh to a large house which was built of crystals. And the walls of the house were like tessellated floor made of crystals, and its groundwork was of crystal. Its ceiling was like the path of the stars and the lightnings, and between them were fiery cherubim, and their heaven was clear as water. A flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its portals blazed with fire. I entered into that house, and it was hot as fire and cold as ice, There were no delights of life therein. Fear covered me, and trembling got hold upon me. And as I quaked and trembled, I fell on my face. And I beheld a vision. And lo, it was a second house, greater than the former. And the entire portal stood open before me, and was built of flames of fire. And in every respect, so excelled in splendor and magnificent and extent, that I cannot describe to you its splendor and its extent. And its floor was of fire, and above it were lightnings and a part of the stars, and its ceiling also was flaming fire. And I looked and saw therein a lofty throne. Its appearance was as crystal, and the wheels thereof as the shining sun. And there was the vision of cherubim. And from underneath the throne came streams of flaming fire, so that I could not look thereon. And the great glory sat thereon. And his raiment shone more brightly than the sun, and was whiter than any snow. None of the angels could enter and behold his face, by reason of the magnificence and glory, and no flesh could behold him. The flaming fire was round about him, and a great fire stood before him, and none around could draw nigh him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, yet he needed no counselor. And the most holy ones who were nigh to him did not leave by night, nor depart from him. And until then I had been prostrate on my face, trembling. And the Lord called me with his own mouth and said to me, Come hither, Enoch, and hear my word.
Why do you come to us, talking of any
faith?
Avatar, the way of water, now streaming on Max.
And one of the holy ones came to me and waked me, and made me rise up and approach the door. And I bowed my face downwards. Chapter 15. And he answered and said to me, and I heard his voice, Fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. And go say to the watchers of heaven who have sent thee to intercede for them, You should intercede for men, and not men for you. Wherefore have ye left the high, holy, and eternal heaven, and lain with women, and defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, and taken to yourselves wives, and done like the children of earth, and begotten giants as your sons? And though ye were holy, spiritual, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women, and have begotten children with the blood of flesh. And as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also who die and perish. Therefore have I given them wives also, that they might impregnate them, and beget children by them, and thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world, and therefore I have not appointed wives for you. For as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. And now the giants, who are produced from the spirits and flesh, shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies, because they are born from men, and from the holy watchers is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth, on earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst, and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they have proceeded from them. Chapter 16.
from the days of the slaughter and destruction and death of the giants, from the souls of whose flesh the spirits, having gone forth, shall destroy without incurring judgment. Thus shall they destroy until the day of the consummation, the great judgment, in which the age shall be consummated over the watchers and the godless, yea, shall be wholly consummated. And now, as to the watchers who sent thee to intercede for them, who had been aforetime in heaven, say to them, you have been in heaven, but all the mysteries had not yet been revealed to you, and you knew worthless ones, and these, in the hardness of your hearts, you've made known to the women. And through these mysteries, women and men work much evil on earth. Say to them, therefore, you have no peace. Enoch's journeys through the earth and Sheol. The first journey. Chapter 17. And they took and brought me to a place in which those who were there were like flaming fire, and, when they wished, they appeared as men. And they brought me to the place of darkness, and to a mountain, the point of whose summit reached to heaven. And I saw the places of the luminaries, and the treasuries of the stars, and of the thunder, and in the uttermost depths, where were a fiery bow and arrows, and their quiver, and a fiery sword, and all the lightnings. And they took me to the living waters, and to the fire of the west, which receives every setting of the sun. And I came to a river of fire, in which the fire flows like water and discharges itself into the great sea towards the west. I saw the great rivers, and came to the great river, and to the great darkness, and went to the place where no flesh walks. I saw the mountains of the darkness of winter, and the place where all the waters of the deep flow. I saw the mouths of all the rivers of the earth, and the mouth of the deep. Chapter 18. I saw the treasuries of all the winds. I saw how he had furnished with them the whole creation and the firm foundations of the earth. And I saw the cornerstone of the earth. I saw the four winds which bear the earth and the firmament of the heaven. And I saw how the winds stretch out the vaults of heaven and have their station between heaven and earth. These are the pillars of the heaven. I saw the winds of heaven which turn and bring the circumference of the sun and all the stars to their setting. I saw the winds on the earth carrying the clouds. I saw the paths of the angels. I saw at the end of the earth the firmament of the heaven above. And I proceeded and saw a place which burns day and night, where there are seven mountains of magnificent stones, three towards the east and three towards the south.
Pods is your personal moving and storage team for moves across town or across the country.
And as for those towards the east, one was of colored stone, pearl, and one of jacinth, and those towards the south of red stone. But the middle one reached to heaven like the throne of God of alabaster, and the summit of the throne was of sapphire. And I saw a flaming fire, and beyond these mountains is a region, the end of the great earth, where the heavens were completed. And I saw a deep abyss with columns of heavenly fire, and among them I saw columns of fire fall, which were beyond measure alike towards the height and towards the depth. And beyond that abyss I saw a place which had no firmament of the heaven above, and no firmly founded earth beneath it. There was no water upon it, and no birds, but it was a waste and horrible place. I saw their seven stars like great burning mountains, and to me, when I inquired regarding them, the angel said, this place is the end of heaven and earth. This has become a prison for the stars and the host of heaven. and the stars which roll over the fire are they which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in the beginning of their rising, because they did not come forth at their appointed times. And he was wroth with them, and bound them till the time when their guilt should be consummated, even for 10,000 years. Chapter 19. And Uriel said to me, Here shall stand the angels who have connected themselves with women, spirits assuming many different forms, are defiling mankind, and shall lead them astray into sacrificing to demons as gods. Here shall they stand till the day of the great judgment, in which they shall be judged till they are made an end of. And the women also of the angels who went astray shall become sirens. And I, Enoch, alone saw the vision, the ends of all things. And no man shall see as I have seen. Chapter 20. And these are the names of the holy angels who watch. Uriel, one of the holy angels, who is over the world and over Tartarus. Raphael, one of the holy angels, who is over the spirits of men. Raguel, one of the holy angels, who takes vengeance on the world of the luminaries. Michael, one of the holy angels, to wit, he that is set over the best part of mankind and over chaos. Zerachael, one of the holy angels, who is set over the spirits who sin in the spirit. Gabriel, one of the holy angels, who is over paradise and the serpents and the cherubim. Remiel, one of the holy angels, whom God set over those who rise. Preliminary and final place of punishment of the fallen angels. Stars. Chapter 21. And I proceeded to where things were chaotic, and I saw there something horrible. I saw neither heaven above, nor a firmly founded earth, but a place chaotic and horrible. And there I saw seven stars of the heaven bound together in it, like great mountains and burning with fire. Then I said, For what sin are they bound, and on what account have they been cast in hither? Then said Uriel, one of the holy angels who was with me, and was chief over them, and said, Enoch, why dost thou ask, and why art thou eager for the truth? These are of the number of the stars of heaven which have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and are bound here till 10,000 years, the time entailed by their sins, are consummated.
Don't rent a car, rent the car.
And from thence I went to another place, which was still more horrible than the former, and I saw a horrible thing, a great fire there, which burnt and blazed, and the place was cleft as far as the abyss, being full of great descending columns of fire. Neither its extent or magnitude could I see, nor could I conjecture. Then I said, How fearful is the place, and how terrible to look upon. Then Uriel answered me, one of the holy angels who was with me, and said unto me, Enoch, why hast thou such fear and affright? And I answered, Because of this fearful place, and because of the spectacle of the pain. And he said unto me, This place is the prison of the angels, and here they will be imprisoned forever. Sheol, or the underworld. Chapter 22. And thence I went to another place, and he showed me in the west another great and high mountain, and of hard rock. And there was in it four hollow places, deep and wide, and very smooth. How smooth are the hollow places, and deep and dark to look at. Then Raphael answered one of the holy angels who was with me, and said unto me, These hollow places have been created for this very purpose, that the spirits of the souls of the dead should assemble therein, yea, that all the souls of the children of men should assemble here. And these places have been made to receive them till the day of their judgment and their appointed period, till judgment comes upon them. I saw the spirits of the children of men who were dead, and their voice went forth to heaven and made suit. Then I asked Raphael, the angel who was with me, and I said unto him, This spirit, whose is it whose voice goeth out and maketh suit? And he answered me, saying, This is the spirit which went forth from Abel, whom his brother Cain slew, and he makes his suit against him till his seed is destroyed from the face of the earth, and his seed is annihilated from amongst the seed of man. Then I asked regarding it, and regarding all the hollow places, Why is one separated from the other? And he answered and said unto me, These three have been made that the spirits of the dead might be separated. And such a division has been made for the spirits of the righteous, in which there is a bright spring of water. And such has been made for sinners when they die and are buried in the earth, and judgment has not been executed on them in their lifetime. Here their spirits shall be set apart in this great pain, till the great day of judgment and punishment and torment of those who curse forever, and retribution for their spirits. There he shall bind them forever. And such a division has been made for the spirits of those who make their suit, who make disclosures concerning their destruction, when they were slain in the days of the sinners. Such has been made for the spirits of men who were not righteous, but sinners, who were complete in transgression. And of the transgressors they shall be companions. But their spirits shall not be slain in the day of judgment.
Thank you.